que llegar a pinchar.
Good morning and welcome to WMFO in Medford. My name is Charlie Driver. You're listening to Pop and Circumstance. It's the second season of our show kicking off today, moving up to our new time slot at 8 to 9 a.m. on Thursday mornings, which is very exciting. What's more exciting is that we have a couple guests in the studio, more than a couple even. We have three of them, our trainees for the next 2 weeks. So you want to introduce yourself? We can just start over with you and move over.
Hello. Hi, my name is Paige.
Hi, what year are you and why WMFO?
I'm a sophomore and just another fellow lover of music.
Great. All right, moving on.
I'm Robert. I'm a freshman and I chose WMFO because I've always really liked radio. I want to get into it.
It's a good answer. And last but not least.
Hi, I'm Mishko. I'm a first year and ditto. That was well put.
Yeah, that's usually the sort of reason that we have. We also have producer Danny in the studio. He might make an appearance later. Right now, he's just sitting over with a bunch of vinyls. I said producer Danny.
Okay.
Yeah. Today, we're taking a cue from Columbia's college radio station, who have the famous show every weeknight evening, Jazz Alternatives, and we're going to bring you a full hour or so of jazz vinyls today that we've been working on compiling. So we're going to get going underway. We're not going to start straight away with just a vinyl, but I'm going to start out with a new album, a new jazz album from one of the producers of a number of rap records, including famously To Pimp a Butterfly. So starting it out is Terrace Martin's band, The Polyseeds, with their song, Believe.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, once again here at the Metropolitan Opera House, the original house that Bob built on Broadway between 47th. We're presenting to you over the Christmas holidays right up into New Year, the Great Bird, Charlie Parker, the All-Stars, Mr. B, Billy Eckstein, and the wonderful Charlie Ventura and the Bob Group. We invite you to come down and sit back and relax and have a wonderful time. And right now, the Bird with his original thing, Ornithology.
That was, if you couldn't tell, Charlie Parker with Bigfoot. That's coming from the Complete Royal Roost Performances vinyl. Before that, we played Bill Evans with his song Romaine off of the album Undercut. And even preceding that, we had Bill Dixon with Windows, and that's off of his one, Thoughts. And it's a thought-provoking record, to say the least. That's sort of the more esoteric style of jazz that we're going to try and play for you today. We're going to get back right back into the mainstream, though, right now, with some Duke Ellington from his All-Star Road Band Volume 2 album, and here you go with that.
Thank you.
That was Benny Goodman there with his sextet. That song was called Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Before that, we played some Duke Ellington with Satin Doll. And right now, we've got ourselves a PSA from one of our trainees. You want to get going?
Yeah, thanks. Okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
And the bit at the bottom, yeah.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
And that's why ladders are terrifying, because they're horribly, horribly dangerous if misused. Thanks for the PSA.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to get right back into the jazz now. We're going to go through some free jazz from right around the late 50s, early 60s. This is Ornette Coleman. It's last track on his album, The Body Matter. Thank you. That was Ornette Coleman with European Echoes, last track on his Body Meta album. And now we're going to jump you right over from that sort of dissonant free jazz sound over to some more classic stuff. This is Ella Fitzgerald.
Though I know that we meet every night, and we couldn't have changed since the last time, to my joy and delight, it's a new kind of love at first sight. Though it's you and it's I all the time, every meeting's a marvelous pastime. You're increasingly sweet, so whenever we happen to meet, I greet you with a song in my heart. I behold your adorable face, just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing that a song such as ours came to be. But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for
is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sun. Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise. sunrise, sunset, softly fly the years. One season following another. Happiness and and a big purple bear lives my favorite girl, unaware of the worried frowns that we weary grown-ups all wear. She dances to silent music, songs that are spun of gold, somewhere in her own little head. One day, all too soon, she'll grow up and she'll leave her dolls and her prince and her silly old bear. When she goes, they will cry as they whisper goodbye. They will miss her, I fear, but then so will I. And her prince and her silly old bear. When she goes, they will cry as they whisper goodbye. They will miss her, I fear, but then so will I.
When she goes, cry as they whisper goodbye. They will miss her, I know, but then so will I.
That was some back-to-back Johnny Hartman with a quick on track, if you will, from a Ray Charles record that I tried to play, that was hopefully going to be Thinking About You by Ray Charles, but instead it was some sort of catastrophic version of that because the vinyl was warped, which is a tragedy that we will all have to live with. But luckily for us, Johnny Hartman stepped right back in. We heard Sunrise and Sunset from him to start. That played after I played you 1956 album by Ella Fitzgerald, Rodgers and Hart songbook, That was What a Song Is in My Heart. And then Johnny Hartman closed out after he sang that song from Fiddler with the song Waltz for Debbie. We're going to move in a slightly different direction now with our last song of the morning before we throw you back to, I think, our system that just randomizes a bunch of stuff and you'll get back to your rock, your pop, everything that you probably came to listen for. But for our last jazz track of the morning, this is going to be the first track from King Curtis's album Live at the Fillmore West. This is Memphis Soul Stew.
Thank you. Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, they gonna make some Frisco hot stew. Give me about a half a teacup of base. That's our bass player from Macon, Georgia, Gerald Jamont. And now we need a pound of fat back drums. Bernard Purdy, ladies and gentlemen, on the drums. And 4 level tablespoons of ball and Memphis guitar now. Carnell Dupree from Fort Worth, Texas on the guitar. A little pinch of organ. And one thing that we must have if we're gonna make Memphis Soul Stew is just a little pinch of Memphis horns. Of Mississippi Conguettos. Thank you. a little piano. Right. And then you beat. Well.